You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney-based couple Mark and Wiz Northern had grand aspirations for 2020 as they enjoyed retirement. They set out in January with caravan in tow to circumnavigate the country. Wiz says the trip had been a decade in the making.
About 10 years ago, we had done 5 months on the road in a caravan, a less sophisticated, smaller caravan, and we just absolutely loved it. But we didn't have the time to get to Western Australia. And so that was always going to be a highlight for us, to be in Western Australia and see the incredible beauty of that part of the country.
But they were only able to get as far as the Eyre Peninsula in South Australia, making the choice to turn back after the state government announced borders would close due to the coronavirus pandemic. Mark explains how the couple had to race across state lines.
What I do remember is chewing up a lot of gas. Well, we covered about 850 k's a day, 800 to 850 k's a day with 2.5 tons on our back. In 3 days, we covered 2,100 kilometres to get back home to bed, bunker down until things sort themselves out again.
They are now isolating near Forster on the New South Wales central coast and are hoping to resume their travels when the all clear is given. Their difficult choice has been faced by tens of thousands of other travellers across Australia as regional towns urge visitors to stay away and parks and campsites close their gates. Theo Whitmont is the president of the Caravan and Camping Industry Association of New South Wales.
It's in our DNA to welcome you to our parks, but this isn't the year that we're going to be able to do that. Plan your holidays. We'll see you. We'll be here. But this Easter is not the time.
The industry is bracing for a brutal financial downturn just months after tourism operators were hit by this summer's catastrophic bushfires.
And we've been standing down staff and putting our businesses on ice, which has been very hard. Financially speaking, there have been hundreds of millions of dollars in refunds sent out. I don't know how long it will take us to recover. I can't imagine that we'll have a quick recovery, any of us. The whole economy is struggling.
Moves to discourage non-essential travel have been welcomed by doctors and health workers in regional and rural Australia, with healthcare in remote areas set to come under significant strain as the outbreak spreads. Dr. John Hall is the president of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia.
Our rural hospitals and health services are going to be overwhelmed with the communities that they're serving right now. If there is an influx of tourists or grey nomads into these areas, it's going to create another significant burden on these communities.
He's sending a strong warning to anyone considering an escape to the country until the pandemic eases.
We're concerned that people might be well-intentioned. They might be wanting to try and escape the COVID-19 outbreaks in the city, but at the end of the day, they're putting themselves into harm's way.
Get the latest on the coronavirus pandemic in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.